Yo, what it do, good folks? It's your boy Bobby Buckets, kicking off this season with the first episode of the Side Pod. This is another Full Sass Productions coming to you from an undisclosed bunker. War safe, fire safe, somewhere out in California. Proud to bring you This A Good Ass Pod, also known in some circles as This A Good Ass Podcast, also known as Neither Here Nor There. But only to one person. I think I made that up just recently. So we have here the beginning of the 2017-2018 season. And it's a moment I've been dreading and looking forward to at the same time. I'm excited for the season, even though we probably already know who's going to be the champion. Injuries withstanding, probably the Golden State Warriors. They're probably going to beat the Cleveland Cavs. But the beauty in all that is that we always have a journey. So I wrote a little bit about this in the season preview for This A Good Ass Game, A through Z, the top storylines of the impending season. So I won't get too far into it, but if you're a team, if you're a fan of, like, say, the Dallas Mavericks, there's some things that you can take solace in, knowing that your boys won't be in the playoffs. You can watch for the little things. There's Dirk's 20th season. Is it his final season? Who knows? You got Dennis Smith Jr., who looks to be Damian Lillard 2.0. You have the trading of Wesley Matthews to look forward to. So that's just for one example. So there are a lot of teams. If you're Utah, you might not be too excited, but who knows? Some people really like Ricky Rubio. So that's something to look forward to. Lakers fans, I don't see any situation where the Lakers make the playoffs, but they're going to be fun. And if you're a light-skinned dude out there, you're going to love how the Lakers represent, because they have a lot of light-skinned dudes on the team this year. It's incredible. I just noticed that today on Twitter. For some reason, I thought this guy they keep talking about, Kuzma, he's another guy that the Lakers drafted. I, for some reason, thought saw the last name, looked African. I thought he was a dark-skinned brother. Turns out, he is light-skinned. Yeah, Kyle Kuzma, out of Utah. Go figure. Played for the Utes. They got him signing a $1.4 million salary. This guy might be one of the steals of the draft. I hear he's had a phenomenal preseason and summer league. Two things I really don't pay too much attention to. But back to what I was saying. Really excited about the preseason being over and looking forward to this regular season. And this is going to be the telltale, the litmus test of whether or not my current relationship is going to work, because she's never seen me during basketball season. So it'll be interesting. I don't plan on writing about it. You'll just kind of know. All right, so moving on.
So we'll still be doing the clicks to pick on This A Good Ass Game.
I still haven't figured out how we're going to do that. I'll probably just list them. And then we'll figure it out from there. I don't foresee myself spending 3 hours a week updating it because I could use that extra 3 hours doing other things. But I figured if I take 20 minutes out of each week to give you a nice little summary of the clicks to pick for the week, as well as the good ass game, I think that should satisfy the masses, all 13 of you NBA hardwood junkies out there, and full sassers. Until then, we'll see. We're going to see how this goes. This is going to be a nice little experiment. There's a lot of thing that goes into producing even 20 minutes of content. So, at this point, we've already done 6 minutes, and I haven't said shit yet. So, let's start. We got the season starting on Tuesday. Boston Celtics at Cleveland Cavs. A lot of people are hype about this. The media is really trying to build this Kyrie versus LeBron story. It's kind of a non-story, really. We're talking about two millionaire athletes playing each other. And last year, it was the whole Russ and KD thing. This year, it's going to be the Kyrie and LeBron thing. And to LeBron's credit, he hasn't been feeding much into it except for a couple of passive-aggressive tweets and Instagram things. LeBron likes to do the thing where he'll sneak this on people by big upping someone else. It's really quite brilliant. He quite the championship caddy person. He's kind of catty, but he's managed to not add any fuel to the fire. So most of it's just speculation. But Kyrie's just been coming out and saying shit, talking about how Boston's a better sports city than Cleveland, which I guess, I mean, technically he's probably right. Boston probably is a better city than Cleveland, but Boston's also renowned for being racist as fuck. And as soon as Kyrie cancels the clown show that he's been putting on for the last year and a half, there's no telling when Boston's going to turn on him. I see how it could be a nice city. It's got buildings and stuff and museums and universities, but for someone who went to Duke, you think you'd be able to see the irony in the statement. Not that Cleveland's any better. It's just, I don't know. It'd be different if you moved to New York, or I'd even give him D.C., Miami, L.A., Oakland. Hell, I'd probably even live in Portland before I lived in Boston. Portland's a beautiful city. Not very diverse culturally or racially, but it's a cool city, especially if you're playing basketball. That's the only game in town. Anyways, I think this will be an entertaining game. I think Boston is going to give you a little sneak peek. I really like some of their role players. People talk so much about Horford and Hayward and Irving, but I'm curious about Jason Tatum. I'm curious about how good Jaylen Brown's going to be this year. Simi Oyele, the guy who also out of Duke, even though he transferred. I remember when I was teaching high school in Kansas, and I was kind of hip to him then. And he looks like he could be an explosive wing. So we'll see. People are going to put too much into it. It's only game one. But it'll be interesting, for sure. Maybe LeBron puts on the show. Next game of the night for the marquee is Houston at Golden State. Chris Paul's gone from Lob City to Clutch City, more like Pick and Roll City, because we're going to see a shit ton of pick and rolls between James Harden and Chris Paul. And this game, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a very competitive game. I think Golden State's going to blow them out. They're going to beat the brakes off of them. Houston's going to jack up 33-point shots. And Golden State is going to get a whole bunch of rebounds and take it down the other end of the court and get a bunch of easy baskets. You heard it here first. Houston could possibly give up 130 on opening night. Moving along. By the way, those games will be on TNT. Definitely, if you're thinking about getting League Pass this week, this might not be the week to do it because most of the games are nationally televised. Most of the games on this click to pick list are nationally televised. So you might want to wait till next week. Just saying. I don't know. League Pass has been shaky. As I wrote about ad nauseum last season, it doesn't look like it's gotten any better. I tried to go on NBA.com the other day, and the site looked janky as fuck. Like, you ever remember back in the days before anybody had real good internet, you try to print something off, and it would just look awful. The font would be slow to develop, and just things weren't quite, sites weren't quite as developed, sophisticated as they are now. So it kind of looked like that. It's like when you go, when you're looking at a site at work you probably shouldn't be on, and the Wi-Fi isn't quite as good as in some places. Like Deadspin, for instance. Sometimes I would look at that at work, and it wasn't even worth it to click on the site because you couldn't read anything, and there'd be all this JavaScript in the browser. Anyways, moving along. Wednesdays, ESPN, Philadelphia at Washington. This will be an interesting matchup because you have two young teams between Philly and Washington. Philly's supposed to be the new upstart. Some people have said they're the next Milwaukee team, as in team to jump into the playoffs next year. And looking at the roster, they should be in the playoffs. And that kind of depends on how well how healthy Embiid and Ben Simmons are. Joel Embiid, of course, played 31 games in 3 years. I don't know if it's going to get any better when he's healthy. He's amazing. But he can't stay healthy for that long. He couldn't even do it in college. So I'm really hoping that he's not the African Bill Walton. But I don't know, large men tend to be fragile sometimes, and NBA is a grueling sport. Ben Simmons coming off the broken foot. I think between him and Markelle Fultz, they should be a pretty good passing team. They got J.J. Redick. They got Robert Covington. They got Dario Saric. I think they'll be a fun team to watch this year. Even if Embiid and Simmons somehow get hurt again. But they're playing against Washington, who this year may or may not be the third best team in the East. Kind of depends on how much Otto Porter and Kelly Oubre Jr. have developed. But they are going to push some teams to the limit. I think when comes playoff time, they might be the team that actually makes Cleveland sweat. I still got Cleveland, even despite all the roster changes for Boston, still got Cleveland coming out of the East. As you might have read in now the NBA preseason preview that just came out on thisisagoodassgame.com. So those games will be on, that game will be on ESPN Wednesday night. I would say it's worth checking out. It's an East Coast game as well, so you might be able to salvage an evening with your significant other. We'll see. If not, you could probably watch it on ESPN replay. Thursday on TNT, Clippers versus Lakers, Battle of Los Angeles. Got two interesting point guards going at it. The veteran Serbian, I think he's a 28-year-old rookie for the Clippers. And Milos Teodosic versus the light skin phenomenon, Lonzo Ball, who I was fortunate enough to go to a couple UCLA games last year, and I can't say he's the real thing. Who's to say? But I think he's going to be good. I think he'll be better than Tyus Edney. I think he'll be better than Earl Watson. I think he'll be better than Cameron Dollar. I'm trying to think of other UCLA point guards. I don't think he'll be better than Russell Westbrook or Baron Davis, because Baron Davis was filthy, especially if you got to see him before the knee injuries. But I think Ball's going to be legit. Lakers are going to have a fun team to watch this year. I never had any desire to go to a game at the Staples Arena, but if serendipity had me downtown in Los Angeles during a Lakers game, I'd probably go watch them play. So that'll be the click to pick for Thursday night. That's on TNT. West Coast game out here. So all you East Coasters and Midwesterners, my folks out in Texas on Central Standard Time, I would say stay up a little bit late to watch it, but you know, catch the first half. If it sucks, go to sleep. Friday on ESPN, got Cleveland and Milwaukee, which could easily be a beautiful second-round matchup in the playoffs. I say to check this out now because it's the first week we've been in without, like, real basketball. Maybe mid-season I might try to skip it, especially if it's a back-to-back night. But it's your first real good peek at Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Nigerian Meek. I'm still pushing for this nickname. Some people don't like it. Some people say, he's the Greek freak. But I don't care if he was born in Greece. He's a Nigerian heritage. So we're going to recognize Nigeria for giving us Fela Kuti. Tony Allen, the drummer, not Tony Allen, the basketball player. Even though Tony Allen, the basketball player, is one of my favorite athletes. But, and Giannis, who I think this year might push for that MVP. Who's to say? I don't think they give MVPs to teams, or players on teams that finish fourth in the standings. But if he gets in the number two, there might be talk of it. He's got a decent supporting cast, but Jabari Parker, there's no telling when he's coming back. And that's in Chris Middleton, who could be an all-star this year, is a nice go-to player as well. So we'll see. He has a little bit of help, and he's got the guru, Jason Kidd, out of Alameda High. Running the coaching duties. So that'll be fun this year. I think this will be a good game. Every time they play, they've always had a competitive. Seems to be another level. And you're going to have two serious basketball specimens in LeBron and Giannis playing. And don't forget about Kevin Love. Or who's the other guy? Derrick Rose. I bet Derrick Rose will have a nice following. He's from Chicago boy. Boy, so he'll have some people out there. The other game that night is Boston at Philly, and you're going to have people like Bill Simmons jizzing themselves because the rivalry might be back. He always used to write about Andrew Toney and Bad News Barnes and all these guys for Philly back when Philly and Boston would go at it. It was really those two teams who end up playing the Lakers in the finals back in the 80s. But I think this will be a good game. It's Friday night, so we'll see what's going on. But if you don't have anything else better to do, check it out. Sunday. Unfortunately, this game is not on ESPN or TNT, so I'm going to have to get the VIP box going. I might have to get the NBA League Pass. There's also a, what's it called? Not MILF Hunter. Something Hunter. I can't remember the name of it. But VIP box might be the best bet to catch the Minnesota Timberwolves at Oklahoma City Thunder, which has been designated by our folks at Full Sass as the good-ass game of the week. Definitely worth checking out. I think they play again the following week up in Minnesota, which I hear there's a few people that I know that are going to that game. I'm a little jealous, I'm not going to lie. But Minnesota at Oklahoma City, I think that's going to be a good game. A lot of star power in this one. You got Melo, Westbrook, and Paul George against the upstarts and the T-Wolves who have Jimmy Butler. They have Andrew Wiggins, who just got paid book contract. You got Karl-Anthony Towns. I'm going to be curious about that Karl-Anthony Towns versus Steven Adams matchup. Who's going to get fouled out? And then Jeff Teague versus Russ Westbrook. Gonna be kind of a wash for Jeff Teague. I think Russ might eat him up. But T-Wolves are legit this year. They could easily be a top four team. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Oklahoma City could easily be a top four team as well during the regular season. I still not convinced they'll make it to the Western Conference Finals or that they have enough firepower to beat Golden State. It's going to take some serious mismatches and beautiful coaching by Billy Donovan for them to have a chance against the Warriors. But we should get a preview of that pretty soon. I haven't looked at the full NBA schedule yet. Just barely got to this week. But this should be the best game of the week. I might say Cleveland-Milwaukee might come a close second. Boston and Cleveland might be good, too. I don't know. Watching games in Cleveland just gives me a Nicky feeling. I'm not even going to go into Cleveland. I'm not going to diss Cleveland this episode. This first episode, I'm going to stay out of Cleveland. But you know who you are, Cleveland. You know who you are. All the LeBron stands. Y'all know what it is. Next year, y'all going to have Lakers jerseys. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, that's all for this week. Looking forward, I hope to be able to expand this a little further. So we got 23 minutes right now on the docket. I think that's good. So maybe later on in future episodes, I'll be able to make some phone calls, figure out all this equipment shit and the logistics of it. But I would love to have guests come on and help me pick the analyze the clicks to pick and talk some hoops. So I think this is good. I like this format, and we'll see what it do, okay? So enjoy this first week of hoops. I'm Bobby Mickey, a.k.a. Bobby Bucket, a.k.a. Mr. Positive, because my basketball game is so nice, a.k.a. the counselor, because I break people down and I bring them back up, a.k.a. Bobby Mick, a.k.a. B-Mick, the click picker, and I just gave you the clicks to pick for the week. So enjoy. Check out my stuff on fullsess.com or thisisagoodassgame.com. And let's keep it continuing, as my boy Sammy Sosa said. So peace out to all you full sassers. Half Sassers, Quarter Sassers, Jared Sassers, Gerald Sassers, and Mackie Sassers. I'm going to get back with you. Peace.